Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, March 6, 2026. Representatives from the Maine AFL-CIO held a rally Thursday at the State House in support of measures that would address the child care crisis in the state, including LD 1955, an act to increase child care affordability, which was presented by representatives of both parties and an independent, a tax targeting wealthy Mainers, and a proposal from gubernatorial candidate Troy Jackson. Today we'll hear from Cynthia Finney in part one, and on Monday we'll hear from some of the other speakers. And just a quick note that the sound that you'll hear in the background towards the end of this clip that I'm going to play is the bell that rings in the State House to call legislators to a roll call vote.
My name's Cynthia Finney. I'm the president of the Maine AFL-CIO. We're a federation of over 200 local unions made up of about 40,000 workers and retirees in Maine. With me today are over 150 union members from every county in the state. We're here today to call on the governor and the Maine legislature to address the child care and affordability crises. Maine is experiencing a severe child care crisis. Working parents are struggling to pay for quality care if they can even find it. For many workers, the cost of child care is like a second mortgage. Many families are on incredibly long waiting lists due to the lack of available providers. Many parents end up having to either cut their work hours or leave the workforce entirely due to the exorbitant costs of safe and reliable care for their children. Female workers face severe lifetime earning penalties when they must leave a job that they'd like to keep to care for their children. All of this causes financial strain on Maine families, and it's hurting our economy. Early child quality care and education is an investment in our future, as it leads to improved brain development, stronger self-regulation, better academic readiness. That's why we must create a universal, affordable child care plan for Maine. The Maine AFL-CIO has already fought for and won higher pay for child care workers and made more working people eligible for the Child Care Affordability Program, which significantly lowers the cost of tuition. But now, there's a wait list of more than 1,000 families seeking to access that program, and child care remains too expensive for too many working people. All of this is why we're supporting Senate President Matty Daughtry's bill, LD 1955, which addresses the immediate emergency by adding $15 million to the Child Care Affordability Program. It eliminates the wait list and allows working families to get much needed help paying for the child care that they desperately need. We're also strongly supporting candidate Troy Jackson's plan to establish a free universal child care system in Maine. In order to make universal child care affordable and accessible, we need to fund it. That means to make the wealthy pay their fair share. Currently, working class families pay a greater share of their income in state and local taxes than the top 1%. There's no reason why a millionaire should pay a lower effective tax rate than a plumber, a nurse, or a firefighter. Mainers want tax fairness. That's why the Maine AFL-CIO and our member unions are supporting LD 1089, sponsored by Representative Cheryl Golick, which would add a surcharge of just 2% on the portion of a taxpayer's main taxable income in excess of $1 million. This surcharge on only the highest earners would raise $143 million over 2 years. We need to take immediate action this legislative session to make child care more affordable and to support tax fairness proposals to fund child care and other basic needs.
That was recorded from the Maine AFL-CIO's YouTube live stream from Augusta on Thursday. We'll have more from that rally on Around Town on Monday morning at 8 a.m. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.